Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
The Supreme Court made a shocking decision to some people.
I was surprised that it was an 8-1 decision.
And celebrating the legacy of a very special dog.
Sugar just sent it and she just freaking caught probably one of the biggest waves of her life that day.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with me. These are some stories making headlines today, March 31st, 2026. CalFresh benefits will end for some users. The Supreme Court's surprising ruling, Trump's executive order to defund public media organizations is deemed unlawful. The amazing life of a surfing pup, pipping eagles, and transit changes on this day in history. But first, how is LA celebrating Farm Workers Day following the controversy surrounding Cesar Chavez? Dolores Huerta shared her story earlier this month, which catastrophically changed the United Farm Workers movement. She revealed Cesar Chavez had assaulted multiple women, including herself, which resulted in 2 pregnancies. In 1995, California dedicated March 31st as Cesar Chavez Day, honoring his birthday and dedication to the movement. Following Dolores Huerta's statement, the day has now been renamed to Farm Workers Day. Activists showed up to display their support for the movement. Our John Baird spoke to one of those people.
There was a very small gathering at the corner of Soto Street and Cesar Chavez Avenue in honor of those who toiled in the fields and fought for their rights. Maria Del Barrio is a peace activist who felt it was important to proceed with the day to celebrate the farm workers, despite the tainted reputation of Mr. Chavez himself.
And every time I go to the market and I buy fruit or vegetables, I'm thinking about where did it come from. It came from hard workers that are working in the camps and the farm workers.
Because of the recent allegations, one of the things being discussed is renaming the street from Cesar Chavez Avenue to Brooklyn Avenue.
The way it was, Brooklyn Avenue after the Dodgers. Dodgers in L.A. What Cesar Chavez did, let God judge him.
As we honor farm workers today, they are also feeling the effects of high gas prices as they travel long distances to work sites. CBS News correspondent Lana Zack in Iowa City, Iowa, says the impact of those higher prices goes far beyond farmland.
It may seem like little rounding errors when we see it at the pump that it's just going up. It's going up 10 cents, 20 cents. But all of this has a cumulative effect, both on the farmers, and when it hurts farmers, it hurts America.
Some unfortunate news for immigrants with legal status who might lose CalFresh benefits starting tomorrow. CalFresh released a press statement saying under the new policy guidelines, certain non-citizens, including but not limited to asylees, refugees, parolees, individuals with deportation or removal withheld, conditional entrants, and victims of trafficking will no longer be eligible to receive CalFresh benefits. Brian Ping reports.
In Orange County alone, officials estimate about 2,000 people could be affected. But OC Social Services Agency spokesperson Jamie Cargo tells us for many current recipients, the cutoff won't happen overnight.
This is on a rolling basis. They should check in on when their account is up for renewal for this particular benefit so that it can help them plan. And that 211 Orange County is available to help them find alternative resources.
That means families who may be affected should not wait. Cargo says they should check when their case comes up for renewal and start lining up backup food resources now. She also says households should not assume everyone loses help at once. In some mixed status families, U.S. citizen children may still qualify even if a parent loses benefits. Families with questions are being urged to contact their county social services office or call 211.
In an 8-1 vote today, the Supreme Court has voted against Colorado's current ban on conversion therapy, citing the First Amendment for therapists and their right to free speech. For those who don't know, today is also Trans Day of Visibility. Alex Silverman talked about the decision with an expert this morning.
Let's bring in Erwin Chemerinsky, Dean of the UC Berkeley School of Law, constitutional law expert. This was 8-1. Help us understand what the Supreme Court actually said here about conversion therapy.
The Supreme Court focused on how there is a First Amendment right of therapists to engage in speech, including for conversion therapy. The court said, as applied to talk therapy, the Colorado law was unconstitutional.
Is it surprising to you that the liberal justices sided this way?
I was surprised that it was an 8-1 decision that Justices Kagan and Sotomayor went along with the majority. There are so many ways in which the government regulates speech of professionals. Doctors have to give warnings before medical procedures or prescribing drugs. Lawyers have to explain things to their clients. And I think that the Supreme Court was ignoring that context and just focusing on the First Amendment speech rights of therapists.
There was other big news in the courts today when a federal judge moved to permanently block the Trump administration from cutting funding for NPR and PBS. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
A judge ruled President Trump's executive order to cease the funding was unlawful and unenforceable, and he said the First Amendment does not tolerate viewpoint discrimination and retaliation of this type. Trump said last year he wanted to defund NPR and PBS because he believed they were biased.
A local surfing legend has passed away. Sugar, the super surfing pup, died this week after her battle with cancer. Emily Valdez reports.
You got a new couch?
Ryan Rustin of Huntington Beach had a difficult start to life, and so did Sugar. She was rescued in Oakland, hungry, injured, brought to Huntington Beach. They changed each other's lives through surfing.
There's no dog anywhere in the world that could stop her. She just started in the pool and across the street from the house.
Sugar, a medium-sized, all-white dog, amazed crowds. She took to surfing like she was born to ride the waves.
We have a big dog surf contest here, and the waves were big, and we just went out the back, and Sugar just sent it, and she just freaking caught probably one of the biggest waves of her life that day.
Sugar is the first dog to be inducted into the Surfers Hall of Fame.
She has 21 first place trophies. She's a five-time world champion. She has like 34 trophies.
Ryan and Sugar also spent years volunteering for dozens of surf therapy foundations and going to the VA hospital. Ryan wants to plan a paddle out in honor of Sugar in the near future.
We do have video of Sugar riding those waves on our website and our social media at KNX News. Everyone's favorite feathered family might be growing sooner rather than later. That's right, Jackie and Shadow are so close to welcoming their baby eaglets into the world. The official PIP report is underway, and Karen Adams has more.
Egg one is 35 days old, so when can we expect it to hatch?
Well, typically, Jackie and Shadow's eggs hatch a little later than normal. So normal would be around 35 to 37 days. They're usually anywhere from 39 to 40 days. So we could expect to be watching for something over the weekend. They have over incubated in the past, so they have gone up to 50 days, and that would be too long.
But Friends of Big Bear Valley's Jenny Voisard says it's anyone's guess on when those eggs will arrive. This is the second clutch for Jackie and Shadow. Their first two eggs earlier this year were destroyed by ravens, but the famous eagles were determined.
After a couple of days, Jackie and Shadow resumed their bonding behaviors and their nest deliveries and nest durations and mating, and that was it. It was enough to do it.
Anne Voisard says the unusually warm winter and spring will not play a role on when the eggs will hatch.
And imagine we lived in a city with fast and reliable public transit. Well, would you believe me if I told you LA used to have the largest trolley system in the world? Yep. But on this day in 1963, Los Angeles decided to end the streetcar service after 90 years. The transportation company connected cities from the San Fernando Valley to southern Orange County and as far east as San Bernardino. Unfortunately, the emergence of freeways changed the future of LA's infrastructure, and we became the city where you rely on cars for everything. So now we know a little bit more about what happened in and around LA this fine Tuesday. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.